Bible reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 19, and we're going to start at verse 1. So Luke chapter 19, starting at verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was so short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and he said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of God came to seek and to save the lost."
Right, we're going to be taking a look at that story of Zacchaeus, but before we do, I want to start by asking you a question. What is your favourite food? What meal would you ask for as your birthday tea? Now, I want some answers for that. So what meals would you ask for as your birthday tea? Put your hand up. Jude. Indian takeaway, fantastic. Might have had one of them last night. Steve Brain. Roast potatoes. Abigail. Noodles. Good shout.
Pork pie.
Pork pie. Yes. McDonald's. It's just opened again. Anything that has been made by someone else, fantastic. Well, my favourite meal is going to come up on the screen here. My favourite meal is a minted lamb shank with creamy mashed potato. I'm sorry, I know it's not fair to put that up on the screen. Hopefully you're going home to a meal like that later. But it makes me feel hungry just looking at that. We have so many amazing foods, don't we? And at harvest time, we rightly remember that all food we have is a gift from God. That God is amazingly generous in giving us food to eat, and so we share that food with other people who have less. But at harvest time, as we think about all that God provides for us, we have more to thank God for than just food, don't we? On our screen, James chapter 1 verse 17 should be coming up. It says this, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." That says every good gift that we have ultimately is from God. God is amazingly generous in giving us so many good things. He gives us friends and family and homes and loved ones. Our God is amazingly generous. And yet in our passage this morning, we just saw wonderfully acted out by our puppets, we come face to face with God's greatest act of generosity, the best gift that he has ever given us, which is helpfully summed up in verse 10 of our passage. It would be helpful if you do have the passage open in front of you. So that's Luke chapter 19. And Luke chapter 19 verse 10. Luke chapter 19 verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man," that's Jesus, "came to seek and to save the lost." So firstly, Zacchaeus was lost. Now when we met Zacchaeus for the first time, it was in verse 2. It says this, "A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy." It seems like he has a pretty good life, doesn't it? He's got a pretty important job. He's not just a tax collector. He is a chief tax collector. He is the boss. He's got lots of people working for him, doing what he tells them to. And he was very rich. You see, chief tax collectors would take as much money as they could from the people that owed them. And any money left over, that they, after they'd paid the Romans, they could keep for themselves. So Zacchaeus had clearly done a lot of this. And so he would have been hated, but he is very, very rich. He has rolls and rolls and rolls of money. And when you're really rich, what you do is you get your money and you roll it up in a big roll so that it looks like you've got even more money. He had that much money. Zacchaeus, well, he was incredibly, incredibly rich. And yet Jesus is very clear. Jesus is very clear that Zacchaeus was lost. Zacchaeus was lost. I wonder if you have ever been lost. I still remember the feeling in my stomach being a small child in Asda or Booths and suddenly remembering, I don't know where my mum is. And suddenly you ask yourself questions, what if she's left without me? Am I going to be stuck here forever? Will they let me eat the food here for free? Otherwise, I'm going to starve. And yet, Jesus doesn't mean that Zacchaeus couldn't find his way out of the local supermarket. No, Jesus means that Zacchaeus is lost in a much more serious way. You see, this isn't the first time that Jesus has spoken about being lost. Turn with me to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 3. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be much more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Jesus here speaks of a shepherd leaving his 99 safe sheep to go out and look for the one lost sheep. And in that parable, Jesus tells us that those who are lost are sinners. The lost people, they are sinners. Now, a sinner is someone who has turned their back on God, who has said to God, "I don't want you to be in charge of my life. I want to live my way." And so Zacchaeus, he was lost. He was heading away from God, living for himself to get as much money as possible. Separated from God, completely unable to find his way back. And yet the scary thing for us is that if it's sinners who are lost, well, then the Bible says that we are all lost. The Bible says that we are sinners. We all have sinned. We've all rejected God. And so naturally, by ourselves, we are heading in the wrong direction, away from God. And ultimately, the Bible says that that road leads to eternity separated from God. That is the scary bad news. And we need to understand the bad news in order to see why God's greatest gift to us is such good news. Because Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Now, Zacchaeus had heard that Jesus was coming to town. And everyone had heard about Jesus. So look with me to verse 3 of chapter 19. It says he wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. Now, normally when a short person wants to see something in a crowd, people let them go to the front, don't they? They aren't any hassle. You can see right over them. But not Zacchaeus. No one would let Zacchaeus through He was a tax collector, after all. So Zacchaeus did something that was culturally shocking. Look at verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. In those days, men didn't run, and they certainly didn't climb trees. That was the thing that kids did. It was all very embarrassing, but Zacchaeus was desperate to see Jesus. But Jesus didn't intend to leave him in that tree, because Zacchaeus was found. Zacchaeus was found by Jesus. Look at verse 5. It says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Jesus stopped under the tree that Zacchaeus had climbed, and he called to him by name. Jesus knew Zacchaeus. He knew his name. He knew everything about him. He knew his sin. He knew all that Zacchaeus has done. And yet he loves him. And he says, come down. I must stay at your house today. And Zacchaeus doesn't say, on your bike. I'm not putting you up in my house for free. Go and stay in a hotel, you cheapskate. He doesn't say that, does he? No, instead, we see something amazing happen. Look at verse 6. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Zacchaeus jumps down from the tree he was sat in, and he welcomes Jesus into his home with joy. And when in the house, the change in Zacchaeus is evident for all to see. Look at verse 8. Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Zacchaeus goes from being someone who is living for himself, he's rich and greedy, to someone who is amazingly generous. He repays four times what he's taken from people. He gives half of everything he has to the poor. It's as if this greedy man, with all of his money, well, he's now chucking it all out. And Jesus, well, he wants us to be in no doubt as to what's gone on here. Look at verse 9. Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. Zacchaeus has been saved. A miracle has been done here. Zacchaeus the sinner has been saved. He's been forgiven. His heart has been changed. He's no longer living for himself. He's no longer rebelling against God and his rule. Zacchaeus has repented. He stopped going that way, and he started going that way. He started living for King Jesus. He has found God's amazing generosity in Jesus. He has been found and saved by Jesus. And yet those watching on do not like what they see. Look at verse 7. It says, all the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. They look at Jesus hanging out with a sinner and thought, look, this man claims to be God, and yet he's hanging out with sinners. God takes sin seriously, but Jesus, well, he doesn't seem to care about people's sin. And yet, in a few days, they would see just how seriously Jesus took sin. It wasn't that Jesus didn't take sin seriously, but Jesus knew where he was heading. He knew that in a few days he was going to the cross, and that on the cross he would die to take the punishment that Zacchaeus' sin deserved. That's exactly why Jesus came, to seek and save the lost. And for the lost to be saved, their sin, well, it needed to be dealt with. The punishment needed to be paid, and it was paid by Jesus. The news of this passage is amazing. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. And that includes us, lost sinners. Jesus comes to us like he did to Zacchaeus, and he says, come to me. He knows everything about you. It's as if Jesus has a DVD of everything we've ever thought, said, or done. If this was my DVD and it was about to be played, I would be out of that door like a flash. I'd be horribly ashamed at some of the things I've thought and said and done. And yet it's as if Jesus has watched the DVD. He knows everything we've thought, said, and done. He knows how lost and sinful we are. And yet says, you are exactly who I came for. You are exactly who I died for. I have come to seek you and save you. So come to me. Stop going your own way. Repent, say sorry for your sin, and come follow me. This is God's greatest gift to us, his biggest act of generosity. He has made a way for sinners like us to be saved, to come into relationship with God the Father through Jesus. And that offer is open to all of us. And so if you haven't accepted God's greatest gift in Jesus, then Jesus' call is come. Come to me. And for those of us who have, for those of us who've realized how sinful we are and found forgiveness in Jesus, our response should be like Zacchaeus. Did you see in verse 6, he welcomed Jesus into his house with joy, gladly. The right response to the salvation that we have been given in Jesus is joy. When we realize just what Jesus has done to make it possible for sinners to be saved, to come back to him, how can that not warm our hearts? How can that not leave us praising God for his amazing, undeserved gift in the Lord Jesus? But also look at the change of heart in Zacchaeus. When he accepts the salvation that Jesus brings, his heart is immediately changed. It naturally leads him to want to share God's heart of generosity with others. He immediately gives half of his possessions to the poor. His money, the thing that he lived for, is now not so important to him. Living to please God is what is important to him. This is the radical transformation that the gospel brings. And it is a miracle only God can do in changing our hearts. And so, if we've come to Jesus and our heart has been changed, we should be those who share God's heart of generosity. And on Christians Against Poverty Sunday, what a wonderful opportunity we have with CAP as we look to reopen the CAP Centre in the new year. Through CAP, we are able to reach so many people who are in such massive need, who are crippled by debt and worry, and help them to be free from those concerns. And that is a wonderful thing to be involved in. But we need to share CAP's vision for the most important thing that we can share with these people. The best gift that we can give them, and that is to tell them of the Lord Jesus. To tell them that they can be lost sinners, and yet Jesus came to find them and save them. We need to see that without him, they are hopelessly lost. This is the greatest gift that we can give anyone. And this is their greatest need. So let's make the most of the wonderful opportunity that CAP Work gives us to share the Lord Jesus. There is nothing more worthwhile that we could do with our time than pointing people to Jesus. And that goes for our colleagues and our friends and our family too. Look at Zacchaeus. You can be rich and seem to have a pretty sweet life, and yet you can be horribly lost. What we need is Jesus. What our friends need is Jesus. This harvest time, there is no greater gift than to point a lost sinner to Jesus, the only place where salvation can be found. Verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. What a generous God we have. As we close, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your amazing gift to us in Jesus. We pray that this week we would not lose the joy at your amazing grace to us, and that we would joyfully share that gift with others, the truth of the Lord Jesus who came to seek and save the lost. In his name we pray. Amen.